Hey there, I'm Andy Langer. Thanks for joining us for another edition of Esquire's Guide to New Music, The Andy Langer Show. We're back to discuss and, more importantly, hear selections from this week's new release schedule that we think are worth your lunch money or, at the very minimum, worth throwing 99 cents at. Let's get started. There's a lot to like about Aqualung. Matt Hale, a.k.a. Aqualung, has a knack for delivering pop tunes that split the difference between Radiohead and Coldplay, the exact fusion so many less talented also-rans have attempted and failed to achieve. And while his American debut, Strange and Beautiful, really offered just one radio-ready classic, Brighter Than Sunshine, it was a heck of a radio-ready classic, infinitely better written than most of the OC Grey's Anatomy fodder it shared iTunes playlist with. Memory Man, Aqualung's latest, is less sleepy than his first record, and that's a good thing. There's loud guitars on the opening track and a beautiful and genuinely complex chorus on the first single, Pressure Suit. As a record, it's not a huge step forward, but this is the rare artist that didn't need one. What he's doing is plenty, because pop this gorgeous is an increasingly rarer commodity. Here's a piece of the aforementioned Cinderella. From Aqualung, we segue into another British popsmith, 22-year-old newcomer James Morrison. We don't generally try to make our listeners nauseous, but bear with us and check this out. It's a candidate for Overblown Bio of the Year. And I quote, "Morrison's voice hits you instantly, a harsh yet soothing plaint that recalls both Rod Stewart in his Gasoline Alley Prime and Joe Cocker in the aptly titled Under the Influence, the romantic Stevie Wonder on You Give Me Something, and Bob Seger of Night Moves in Undiscovered. John Lennon in the violent, gnarled I Want You, She's So Heavy blues of Call the Police, and Charles himself on the confessional If the Rain Must Fall. Throw in a dash of Chris Martin's shaggy good looks and James Blunt's boyish sex appeal, and you have the whole package. Name drop much? And that's supposed to make me buy this? The problem is that Morrison's voice truly is something special, and he's got some well-written songs to sing. But make no mistake, this is a record you're going to be embarrassed to own. It's too lightweight, too fluffy, too much like throwing your weight again behind James Blunt. And you already made that mistake once. Here's a listen to You Give Me Something, a tune American Idol contestants will no doubt be wrapping themselves in next season. I put someone else's dream. You give me something that makes me scared, all right. This could be my thing, but I'm willing to give it a try. That's James Morrison. We continue to country hop, this time to Canada. In the latest Esquire, our music issue, our Chris Jones writes about music in his native Canada, declaring the best music in the world comes from Canada, as always. He tells the story of back in the early 90s when Dan Aykroyd agreed to host Saturday Night Live on the condition that a Canadian band, the Tragically Hip, be given the music slot. They never broke stateside despite Aykroyd's best efforts, but Jones says Canadians have come to terms with that particular cold shoulder. They're the one band we were meant to keep for ourselves, he says. While they are huge in Canada, and they should be bigger here, this we can all agree on. And their new record, World Container, couldn't sound any bigger. Produced by Metallica Motley Crue guru Bob Rock, it's a huge record sonically. It also happens to include some of the band's most punishing tunes ever, rockers that demand full volume. They're still never going to be big in America, but this is a valiant effort. Try this one, The Drop-Off from the Tragically Hip. That's the Tragically Hip. Last podcast, we spoke of the puzzling lack of buzz surrounding the new Bright Eyes record. Still have no real explanation for you, but I can tell you that just about everything on Conor Oberst's protege Willie Mason's new record is more memorable than anything on the new Bright Eyes EP. Mason's new one, If the Ocean Gets Rough, released last week, features expertly written song after expertly written song. His phrasing is impeccable, and unlike Oberst or Brett Denon, he says a lot without using so many words that listening feels like chores and homework. This one's definitely worth buying in full, but if you're feeling non-committal and need a single that represents what he does, check this one out, Save Myself, from Willie Mason. When I live in a country without history, identity. We still are searching for liberty. That's Willie Mason. The Green Cards describe themselves as a new underground folk movement from two Australians and a Brit. A movement? Probably not. Proof that there's room for a little more bluegrass in your CD collection? Probably. Roseanne Cash says the Green Cards are a little island of truth and beauty in a sea of artifice and mediocrity. What a fine group and what a great collection of songs. Roseanne Cash is right. Viridian, their new record, swings for the fences. It's less bluegrass than it is straight-up commercial country, but it's smart commercial country, with outside tunes coming from Nashville outsiders like Kim Ritchie and guitar prodigy Jed Hughes. Try this one, Shining in the Dark, a tune that splits the difference between early Emmy Lou and mid-period Alison Krauss. Every touch leaves a mark on me, like a fire-felted star. When I saw the light in your eyes, shining in the dark. That's new music from the Green Cards. For my money, the dumbest band name in rock and roll is Chick Chick Chick, which looks like three exclamation points and is thus impossible to Google. That said, last week's new album, Myth Takes, is a huge step forward for Chick Chick Chick. It's funny and danceable, yet sounds wholly original. They claim to mix meter-style funk, Jamaican dub, cosmic krautrock, house bleeps, and the stark power of New York City disco, and I can easily find each of those elements in just one tune. Must Be the Moon, our choice of your download of the week. This one's definitely got 99 cents worth of groove. Said you just got me hot, finished up for you this morning. Sometimes it's one of those nights, and you never had an opportunity. Then you go home too soon. That's Chick Chick Chick, and that does it for another edition of Esquire's New Music Podcast. We'll be back next week with another round of picks and recommendations, including new music from Andrew Bird, Willie Nelson, and LCD Sound System. Thanks for being here with us, and thanks to our podcast producer, Will Hoffman of Austin, Texas. And don't forget to look for the latest Esquire in your mailbox or on your newsstands now. Until next week, I'm Andy Langer, and this has been The Andy Langer Show.